Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And we're here for another Bleeping Week talking to you guys about things like wine.
Wine.
It's delicious.
And it's not just how your three-year-old talks to you. We could spend probably like a month talking about the freedom, the three-nager.
Yeah, the three-nager, we all know too well, and it's a scary sight to see the three-nager coming at you. I myself will say something under my breath, like in my daughter's presence, who is 4 and a half, but three-nager.
Wow, sounds like a great story.
Shut your mouth! But no,
I'll be less three-nager.
Shut it. So the other, I'm coming up with a story in my head that I remember from the other day.
I think that's our topic today. Let's forget what we were going to talk about.
Yeah, so I guess we're going to talk about our three-nagers. I have a 4 and a half year old, and I always catch myself, like, saying something to her, and then I'll say it under my breath, like, she'll be like, what was that? And then I immediately, like, oh my god, I'm like, gonna get in trouble right now.
I get into way more trouble from my three-nager than I get into from, like, the IRS.
Yeah, I believe it. And yeah. I'm sometimes very scared of the situation that I'm in because I don't know what the penalties are gonna be. And it's like, are you 13? Are you 14? Or are you 4? Like, what is your age here? I'm a little nervous.
I would say classic traits of my three-nager is the inability to have an inner monologue.
Okay.
So she wakes up in the middle of the night, crawls into my bed, and says, "Mommy, you stink."
Yeah. You. They're very brutally honest.
Yes.
And
maybe that's my fault. I should not stink while I sleep.
I would have to say that more times than not, I'm getting schooled. Than anything, because I get put in my place pretty damn quick, and it's almost like I get whiplash of the face on by the three-nager.
Right. Also, a classic mark of it is to say she wants something, I give it to her. Her to yell at me, why would I have ever given that to her? That's like the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
I take it away, and then she yells at me for taking it away. I should have left it with her.
Yeah, well, it's also like being able to take direction. Like, mommy.
I'm poor at taking three-nager direction.
Exactly. I feel like I have not learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. I have not taken the lesson from last time when this situation happened. You know, it's like I wanted to press okay on the remote control. And why didn't I allow that to happen? Also, I've been in situations with my three-nager where I've had to use the pee-pee. I've had to go potty on the pee-pee.
How dare you?
And she came in running, like, how dare you sit on that toilet and pee when I wanted to sit on my Elmo toilet and race you to go pee? Why didn't you confront me and let me know that this was taking place? And then I really have to pee. So now I have to hold my pee in until she sits down.
Because that happens quickly. Every three-year-old I know is really quick at taking their pants off.
Well, not only that, it's that there's this thing that has to take place. So we have to do synchronized peeing. So it's like, and then there's a countdown. So I'm holding in my pee. That's like, I've already delayed my bathroom trip. Probably by 3 hours because I'm caught up in laundry and this and that and the other thing. So when I actually get the opportunity and then I get caught, first I get reprimanded. That's number one. Number two is now you have to wait for the three-nager to sit down and do it and prepare. And the third element is that she has to do a countdown from 10. 10. 9.
8. 4. Lost track.
So it's a long ass countdown. And then it's, after the countdown, it goes there. And then it goes, on your mark, get set, go. So I know that this is the whole process.
And how dare you pee before this all completes.
I know. So I'm holding it in and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And then I always have to let her win. Because if I finish peeing before her, then it all goes out the window and okay. She cries and has a fit. So I have to let her win to mm-hmm. pee. And then, I win, mommy. Okay, good. You won. And then,
then you can finish peeing.
Yeah, and then I can finish peeing in peace. And then by then I have a bladder infection that really hurts. And then she
you're
goes
back
on.
In the bathroom a minute.
Yeah, and then
later.
She and a second later she's, you know, playing Barbies and her life's great and I'm, you know, nursing my UTI with, you know, cranberry juice. Fuck me.
Oh,
teenagers.
Teenagers. It's funny because you have like the first like I would say even 18 months of like beautifulness and then they start to be like. And I say beautifulness loosely.
Yeah.
Because actually, A-Train was an angry bitch from which there was no escape until, like, 18 months. And okay. then she started smiling. But then you start going into your twos, and you're like, oh, I've just had this happy baby.
Yeah.
Now I'm experiencing the terrible twos. And then nobody, like, says to you, three is way worse.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing to prepare you for that. For me, there was, like, that term terrible twos. But the terrible twos, like you're saying, the threes have really taken the toll. But it's, like, where they're starting to discover limits and limits that you would expect a teenager to take. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with, I mean, you got to be familiar with the three-nager term. But it's, like, what teenagers are doing, but on a little person's level.
So you're saying more, Sophia isn't taking the car out for a drive?
Not yet. But I will say this, she's testing limits like a teenager in the forms of seeing what she can get away with. So for example, she's out back, the weather's nice, and she's throwing, we haven't planted anything, you know, or we usually do that around Mother's Day. So, she's taking, which is fine, they're playing, but she's taking the dirt, she's throwing it all over the patio, which we don't love. So I look back and I can see we've got a lot of window space in the backyard. So I'm looking, keeping an eye, I'm making dinner from inside and I'm watching and I see this dirt all over the patio. So I open the sliding glass door and I say, who threw all that dirt out there? And she yells and her brother Bubba's out there and she says, not me. And then in the next breath she goes, did you see me do it? So I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Like, this is just going to be
do you know
the next 18 years of my life.
Is a huge sign of cleverness.
I mean, it's got to be, right?
No, she is actually quite clever.
I'm seeing it as a cleverly, but a clever thing, but I don't know if it's a good
it's
clever.
You're fucked. But yeah. Your daughter's really smart.
Yeah. So I'm weaving in and out. She's doing more of that. Mikey's still 2.5, so he's not really hitting those little clever patches, as we'll put them, but it's kind of fun. Like, we're at a fun stage. I don't know how if it's going to be as fun when they're real teenagers, but when I relay these stories to Mike, they always end in a good chuckle, because, like, it's kind of cute right now. Three-nager, for the lack of a better term, but I don't know how cute it's going to be when they're
in a teenager.
Yeah. It almost scares me. I'm a little scared for that point.
I'm at a point where I can almost chuckle about the three-nager because we're almost out of it. Mm-hmm. And we're in the glorious fours. Mm. Fours are just divine.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Four and five is just fantastic. Six is like, what?
What was that again?
Six is just, can I say how much I love doing that to people?
I can see why. I asked you to do it twice.
I know. And that's the hallmark of a good person, that they'll go through the, what? Again for you.
God bless it. So yeah, I mean it's a stage. I wouldn't say that it's the worst thing in the world, but it's like I said, we're in the fours, so we're just, you know, we got an intro to it in the threes, and it's starting to escalate and escalate. So in the fours, so there's good moments and bad moments, but when you hear the term threenager, I think you'd probably know if you're in the thick of it exactly what you're dealing with.
There's a parenting board I follow, and there's a woman that is kind of an expert in the type of parenting I do. And she actually did a post recently where she said, I always laugh when someone says, my 3 or my 3.5-year-old, you know, I'm having this problem and my child is 3, 3.5. She's like, because the majority of the posts about like having problems with your kids starts with my child is 3 or 3.5.
Yeah. It's a hot button.
So mothers of 3 to 3.5 to into the fours, you are not alone. Your child will get through this. They are not monsters. They are just developing normally. And it gets better.
TM. That's trademark. That whole line right there.
That whole line. I'll put it around a circle in like a swirl where it like escalates down into like a nothing hole.
Yes. Yes. So look for that in that hole that you're in.
It gets better.
Yes. Yes. So if you do have any little threenagers running around, we'd love to hear about them and your experiences. You can email us at sothishappened@bleepingmotherhood.com. We can't wait to hear from you. And until next week, have a great bleeping week.